Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Jessica, Celebrity Buzz. Jess, what you got?
All right, so a few things. Former President Obama said this week that the United States is at an inflection point following recent political violence. He was speaking in Erie, Pennsylvania. He called the assassination of Charlie Kirk and the killings of Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband horrific. He said it's just a tragedy. He stressed that violence does not belong, and he is urging leaders to please all come together and just avoid this violent rhetoric. So,
yeah,
that's coming from former President Barack Obama.
It's a good message.
Also, air traffic controllers. Did you hear about this? They had to issue several warnings on Tuesday to a Spirit Airlines flight to steer away from Air Force One.
Yeah, you know what? I saw something about Spirit.
This has been making the headlines. The incident happened as both planes traveled through New York airspace. The Spirit flight traveling from Fort Lauderdale to Boston was told multiple times to turn 20 degrees. Air Force One was carrying President Trump on his way to the United Kingdom. So they were having an air traffic control moment in the air.
Like they were playing chicken in the air?
Like, let's go. I need you to turn.
Well, here's the I got audio here. Here's the air traffic controllers trying to get the pilot's attention and then scolding them.
New York Air Force One, 300, climbing 320.
Air Force One, New York Center, roger. Spirit 1300, descend to flight level 330. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right, vector traffic and descent. Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit 1300, Boston Center 134.0. I got to talk to you twice every time. Spirit 1300, Boston 134.0. Pay attention, get off the iPad.
No. No.
Yeah. Pay attention. I got to talk to you twice every time. Pay attention, get off the iPad.
That's nuts.
That's funny.
I can't take it. I cannot take it. No, 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 no.
Man,
please pay attention, please.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Gosh.
Mm.
And then the Federal Reserve lowered its benchmark interest rate by 0.25% points on Wednesday. This is the first cut since December 2024. The move brings the federal funds rate to a range of 4% to 4.25%, down from 4.25% to 4.5%. Fed officials project two more cuts in 2025 and one in 2026. Fewer than Wall Street expected, but apparently, it's going to be a great move. So here we go with that, dropping those interest rates. Justin Bieber has...
The Federal Reserve Chairman, what is that? Too late, Jerome?
Oh, that's what they said. I know.
Too late, Jerome?
Yeah, Jerome Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. But Justin Bieber, he's landing this seven-figure deal to headline Coachella, and he did it all without an agent. This is one of the biggest deals he's ever gotten, and it's worth over $10 million.
And he ain't got to pay an agent.
Nope.
Wow.
No, he's going to headline Coachella 2026. Also, Cardi B is revealing that she is Prego with Stefan Diggs' baby ahead of the album release and her first arena tour. She made the announcement that she is pregnant with her fourth child. She says, yes, I am pregnant. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend. She revealed her pregnancy with the NFL star, and she says, I'm excited and I'm happy and I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all of this work in addition to being an expecting mother. She says that she is going to have the Little Miss Drama Tour in February. She's already the mother of three with her ex Offset, and she's insisting that she'll be prepared for the upcoming live shows after the birth of her new baby. So, good deal there. And have you been seeing the story trending with the body that has been found in the singer David's Tesla in the trunk?
So yes.
He spells it D4VD, but his name is David Anthony Burke.
Okay.
All right. So there was a decomposed body found in the trunk of the 2023 Tesla. It is registered to him. It was found on September the 8th. Now, through forensics, the body has now been identified. It is Celeste Rivas. She's a 15-year-old girl, and she was reported missing since April of 2024 in Riverside County. Discovered at a Hollywood tow lot following reports of this foul odor, Her remains are severely decomposed, and the cause of death is remaining undetermined at this time. Now, he's only 20 years old, but he is reportedly cooperating fully with authorities as the investigation does continue. But sources in the neighborhood say that that particular car, that model, is now linked to the investigation because it was spotted in multiple locations over recent months, including the final resting place on Bluebird Avenue, where it has been there for over 3 weeks. But apparently, witnesses are coming forward saying that that car was spotted in that neighborhood during the time that this girl went missing.
Wow.
Yeah, so bits and pieces are all coming together. Now, the singer is currently on a tour in North America, and they also have upcoming shows planned for San Francisco, Los Angeles, and then Europe dates in October. But now it's uncertain if his scheduled performances will proceed with all of this going on. But isn't that a crazy story?
Man, that is crazy.
I can't believe it, how it's all like coming together. And then ABC, I know we talked about this, they suspend Jimmy Kimmel. The station owner does not approve of the comments, so Disney's ABC has now pulled Jimmy Kimmel Live from its scheduled programming indefinitely following objections from Nexstar Media Group.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It's Jimmy Kimmel Live. All right, go ahead. Now you can continue. Yeah.
So, Nexstar, they operate 32 ABC affiliate stations. They made the announcement on Wednesday that it would replace Kimmel's show with alternative programming after the host made remarks about Charlie Kirk's killing. And
I'm just not into the whole...
His monologue on Monday referred to it. He said the MAGA gang. He said they're trying to score political points off of that. And So they stated that they strongly object those recent comments made by Mr. Kimmel concerning that. And the chairman said that their decision, you know, was final. They put it on social media. The suspension affects major markets, including New Orleans, Salt Lake City, Nashville. ABC generated approximately $76.6 million just in advertising from Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2024.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
$76.6 million just from advertising.
Mm.
Wow. So we'll see what happens there. But
okay.
That's crazy.
It's a Bill and Jessica show. So back Thursday. Coming up, we got Jesse Cove checking in by request off the text. Here's T.I. Good morning.